Tonight, God's word comes to us from Psalm 119. Psalm 119. We are going to begin our reading at verse 89 and then read through verse 112. Psalm 119, beginning at verse 89. What we hear now is God's word. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You have established the earth, and it stands fast. By your appointment, they stand this day, for all things are your servants. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. I am yours, save me, for I have sought your precepts. The wicked lie in wait to destroy me, but I consider your testimonies. I have seen a limit to all perfection, but your commandment is exceedingly broad. Oh, how I love your law! It is my meditation all the day. Your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, for I keep your precepts. I hold back my feet from every evil way in order to keep your word. I do not turn aside from your rules, for you have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn an oath and confirmed it to keep your righteous rules. I am severely afflicted. Give me life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept my freewill offerings of praise, O Lord, and teach me your rules. I hold my life in my hand continually, but I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, but I do not stray from your precepts. Your testimonies are my heritage forever, for they are the joy of my heart. I incline my heart to perform your statutes forever to the end. Here we end the reading of God's holy word. Well, we have been doing a series on holiness in our life. And tonight, we're going to come to the second half of that series. Now, the first half of the series dealt with holiness in our relationships with those around us. Relationships as husband and wife, as parents and children, as married and single, as employers and employees. And we talked about how all those relationships should function. We spent the last two sermons talking about what happens when they don't. What happens when there are breaks in those relationships? We talked about godly grief, godly sorrow. We talked about genuine repentance and true forgiveness to restore those relationships. Tonight, we're moving to the second half of this series on holiness, not focusing primarily on our relationship with others around us, but focusing on our relationship with God, the God who calls us to be holy. Holiness can be something of an abstract concept. It can be a lofty goal. I want to try to be as specific and perhaps even as basic as possible as we talk about what holiness looks like in our relationship to God. We're going to talk about the intake of the Word of God. We're going to talk about communion with God in prayer. We'll talk about the proper worship of God. We'll talk about receiving the means of grace in the sacraments. We'll talk about holiness in our giving and the call to put all of these things into practice. As we go through this second half of the series, I'm going to tell you right now, you're probably not going to hear anything new. simply reminders. Reminders of what God has always called us to, holiness in our life, not only in relationship with others, but also in our relationship with Him. He has given us the most excellent means of fellowship with Him through His Word, through prayer, through worship. And He calls us. He calls us to walk in that path. We're going to talk tonight and begin with holiness and the Word of God. I'm sure if we think about the Word of God in Scripture, one of the first texts that comes to mind is Psalm 119. It is a psalm that is all about the Word of God, about God's law, about God's precepts, about God's commandments, all these words for the Word of God that are given to us. This psalm extols God's Word. As I'm sure you're aware, it is an acrostic psalm. That is, each section of the psalm begins with a successive letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So there are 22 different sections with 8 verses each. In each of those sections, the first word begins with that particular letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So tonight, we're looking at Lamed and Men and Nun. And each of these lines begins with that letter. Now, what's significant about that? It's just a reminder of the fullness of the law of God. The acrostic reminds us that God's Word comes to us, we might say, from A to Z. It is about every part of our life to direct us, to lead us, to guide us in the ways of holiness. This Psalm 119, every verse in some way mentions the Word, the law, the precepts, the commands of God. Well, that's not quite true. Out of the 176 verses, there are four that do not mention specifically God's Word. And I would suggest it might be a good practice this coming week to read through all of Psalm 119 and see if you can find those four verses out of the 176 that don't mention God's Word in particular. Now, I give that to you as something of a challenge, but I have to say, it maybe isn't a fair challenge, because it's clearer in Hebrew. It's clearer in Hebrew where the words are missing. But you'll still be blessed. If you read the 176 verses of 119, you will be blessed this week for hearing again about the glory of the Word, the law, the precepts of God. Tonight, we talk about holiness and God's Word. When we think about the Word of God, we are reminded of its perfections. The Word of God is perfect. Verse 102, I do not turn aside from your rules, for you have taught me. God's Word is the very Word of God. You have taught me. I think it's easy for us to forget, because we have such easy access to the Bible, it's easy for us to forget this is the very Word of God. The eternal God, the powerful God, the Creator God has given us His Word written down that we might know His law, know His commands, know His precepts. God Himself instructs us in His Word. It is a divine Word. It is an inspired Word. It is perfect because it's the Word of God Himself. And God Himself then teaches us through that Word. Perhaps you recall in the Belgic Confession that God reveals Himself in two different ways, and we read that tonight in Psalm 19 also. God reveals Himself in creation, and creation tells us that God exists, that there is a God. But in the Bible we learn about that God, and in the Bible we learn about His way with His people, the way of redemption in the Bible. We learn about the work of Jesus Christ. It is a beautiful, perfect word from God himself. And so God uses this word to reveal himself and to bring us close to him. If you want to be close to God, you don't have to go to the mountains. You don't have to go to the river. Now, these are beautiful revelations of God. But to be drawn close to God, he has given us his word. This is where God himself, the divine God, speaks to us his words of love. It's a divine word. It's an eternal word. Verse 89. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You have established the earth and it stands fast. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed, and it is for all generations. The word of God is for parents. The word of God is for children. The word of God is for men. The word of God is for women. The word of God is for the old. The word of God is for the young. It is for all of us. An eternal word that continues still today. Verse 91, by your appointment they stand this day, and all things are your servants. The word of God stands today as strong as it did when it was written. It is a word that is relevant to today, a word that speaks to the issues of the day. The word of God never goes out of style. It is never superseded. It is an eternal word that continues to speak to us even now. It does not change. It remains the same. The perfection of God's word, it does not change and remains the same. It's a divine word. It's an eternal word. It is a flawless word. Verse 96. I have seen a limit to all perfection, but your commandment is exceedingly broad. What is the author saying? Even the perfection we see around us is limited. It is limited because it is created. But your word, O God, is beyond all of that apparent perfection. It is exceedingly broad, more perfect than anything we can see or even imagine in this life. It contains no errors. It cannot contain error. Oh, we use words like infallible, like inerrant to describe God's word for us. It will not lead us astray. It is a flawless word, a word that speaks to God's people even today. Divine, eternal, flawless, some of the perfections of the word of God. And it is a word that is a blessing for us. There are blessings that come from knowing God's word. The word of God preserves us. Verse 92. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. The word of God is a preservative for us. It preserves our life. It preserves our spiritual life. It preserves our physical life as well by doing things God's way. We are kept away from spiritual and physical dangers. I will not forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. The word of God gives us preservation. The word of God gives us wisdom. Verse 98. Your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever true. The word of God makes us wiser than enemies, than those who would attack us. The word of God is where we find our refuge and our fortress. But notice the escalation here. Makes me wiser than my enemies. The next verse, verse 99. I have more understanding than my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. Now, not wiser than the enemy, but even wiser than the teachers. if they would refuse to heed God's word and we follow that divine word, we are wiser than those who teach us. And then in verse 100, I understand more than the aged, for I keep your precepts. Some of you have a footnote that says, I understand more than the elders, and I believe that's a good reading. I understand more than the elders, for I keep your precepts. The elders, children, are wise, wise men. They are men who are steeped in the Word of God. But if they would neglect that, if they would turn away from that, children, and you held on to that truth, you would be wiser than the elders, for you are taught by the Word of God. Wisdom. Wisdom comes from God's Word. Discernment. Verse 101. I hold back my feet from every evil way in order to keep your word. Verse 104. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Verse 110. The wicked have laid a snare for me, but I do not stray from your precepts. Discernment. The ability to tell the difference between right and wrong. The Word of God makes those distinctions for us. It teaches us. It instructs us. So that when it comes for us to make decisions in life, the Word of God might say specifically what our particular decision is, but it gives us everything we need to make a decision that honors God, to make a decision that follows Him. In the various choices we are called to make in our life, we turn to the Word of God, for it makes us discerning. We see the difference between truth and falsehood. And the interesting thing is, the more we turn to God's Word, seeking that discernment, the more times we look into that Word of God, the more discerning we become as that Word begins to live in us, dwell in us. The Word of God is hidden in our hearts that we might not sin against Him. Discernment. A blessing from the Word of God. And verse 108, accept my freewill offerings of praise, O Lord, and teach me your rules. Accept my freewill offering of praise and teach me your rules. The Word instructs us in how we are to worship God. I'm not going to talk about that tonight because we'll spend a whole sermon just talking about that, but there is instruction for how we are to offer ourselves to God and bring our offerings to Him. Praise. The praise of our God is a blessing we receive. Preservation, wisdom, discernment, and praising God. These are the blessings when we look into God's holy word. Now, how do we go about doing that? How do we go about taking in this word? And as I said earlier, I'm going to be very, very basic, and I hope very, very practical. We take in the Word of God. It starts by simply reading it, spending time reading the Word, spending time reading the truth. God has not hidden Himself from us. God has not hidden His ways from us. But God has beautifully and clearly laid out for us the path of life. We begin by reading that glorious revelation. In my office down the hall, if you go inside, you'll see bookshelves full of books, books all around the room. And those books are helpful to me when I want to look up something particular. I go to the book and pull it off the shelf, and I read what I want to find out. But if I never take those books off the shelf, if I never read them, then all they are is a decoration. And they don't help at all. How many times has the Bible become merely a decoration. It sits next to our bed. It sits on our desk. It's on the coffee table. But it just stays there. Unless we take up that word and read and hear and learn, the Bible is just a decoration for us. Reading. Kids, that's the best thing about learning to read. When you're little, you will learn to read very, very simple books. But the glorious thing about learning to read is you will learn to read the Bible. And you can read the very Word of God yourself. God Himself speaks in this holy word, and you can take that word and you can read that word yourself. How do we intake the Word of God? We read it. We make it a part of our regular practice to read God's Word. We meditate on the Word. Verse 97. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. We meditate on God's Word. And when the psalmist talks about meditation, he's not talking about some, you know, strange thing where you, you know, sit cross-legged and that goofy stuff. He's talking about letting that Word live with you throughout the day. And thinking about that word again and again throughout the day. Sometimes people ask me, when is the best time to do my devotions? And my initial answer is always, whenever you can do them. Whenever you can do your devotions is the best time to do your devotions. But I do think that there is something valuable about doing our devotions at the beginning of the day. Taking in God's Word at the beginning of the day and then letting that Word live with us, resonate in our minds, resonate in our hearts throughout the day. Perhaps you read a verse or a chapter or even a phrase that begins to live with you. Maybe you make yourself a little note card to put on your desk with that verse on it or an app on your phone, whatever it might be. But to meditate. To let that word dwell in us and live with us and shape us throughout the day. We read the Word of God, we meditate on the Word of God, and we keep the Word of God. Verse 100, I understand more than the aged, for I keep your precepts. Verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn an oath and confirmed it to keep your righteous rules. Verse 112, incline my heart to perform your statutes. We begin to take that which we have learned and put it into practice. We take what the Word of God teaches us and live it out in our lives. And we live it out in our various relationships, in our homes, at our jobs, in our schooling, whatever it might be. We live that Word of God out as it affects the decisions we make, the things that we say, even the way that we think is directed as we seek to keep, to obey, to perform the statutes and laws and decrees and commands of our God. And as we do that, it becomes for us a matter of joy, a thing of delight. Verse 103, how sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Verse 111, your testimonies are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. As we read the Word of God, as we meditate on the Word of God, as we keep the Word of God, it is a joy for us. It is not a burden. It is not a hardship. It is something in which we delight. Psalm 19 we read earlier talked about the word of God being more precious than gold, than much fine gold. It is precious to us. It's a delight to us. We enjoy spending this time in the word of God, for that word of God reveals who he is. The word of God reveals Jesus Christ. The word of God reveals the way of salvation. It points out our sin. It shows us where we have fallen short of God's holy standard, and it drives us to Christ, to put our faith and hope and trust in him. It gives us that call of the gospel that we talked about this morning, to put your faith in Jesus Christ for this life and for the life to come. Put your faith in him and know the assurance of salvation. The word of God is a blessing. Is a blessing to the believer. It is a part of our walk with God. It's a part of his call to holiness in our lives. Now, I've said nothing new tonight. Nothing you haven't heard before. But it is a loving reminder from God himself. A loving reminder that we have his word written, the very word of God. A word that is a blessing for us, his people. So tonight, once again, he calls us to avail ourselves of this beautiful treasure, this honey from the comb, this which is better than gold. He calls us, incline your heart to perform the statutes forever. And to the end, that as God gives us grace and strength, we live our lives pursuing holiness in the light of his glorious word. Let's join together in prayer. Lord our God, we thank you for your word. It is perfect, it is right, it is true in everything that it says. It reveals to us the glories of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord God, forgive us. Forgive us when we have treated your word as casual, when we have used the Bible as a decoration rather than listening to and heeding its call. Lord God, give us a greater desire and devotion and commitment tonight once again for a regular intake of your word, that we might walk with you in holiness of life as you continue to conform us more and more to our Savior Jesus Christ. Oh Lord God, hear our prayer. For Jesus' sake, amen. We're going to turn to number 119M. Number 119M. Oh, how I love your holy law, O Lord. We're going to sing all four verses, 119M. Let's stand together as we sing. Receive the parting blessing of our God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen.